I mentioned we were talking about the idea of the chemo, carboplatin, bevacizumab. Do you generally stop the chemo and continue the bevacizumab?
Yes.
And you keep it going till progression?
Yes.
What were your thoughts? I don't know if you're familiar with the data that was presented at ASCO in colon cancer of the BRIGHT tumor registry by Axel Grothe, which suggested that maybe continuation of bevacizumab in colon cancer and progression, there was some advantage to it. It generated a prospective randomized study they're doing now to look at that. What were your thoughts about those data and sort of in general where you think we might be heading with that kind of strategy?
I have heard of the data, and I share the concern from many physicians that the most obscure potential contribution of Avastin is this maintenance thing. Most people will say the response rate is higher and the PFS is longer. Therefore, I know that Avastin is helping my chemo. However, I have no clue what maintenance Avastin does because the drug by itself does nothing. So I think that if you ask many people, what's the trial we need to do with Avastin? One of the top trials is going to be, I want a trial of carboplatin Avastin with maintenance against carboplatin Avastin, no maintenance. It is true, and I heard that yesterday, actually, that in colon there is some data suggesting that actually the maintenance phase is not trivial, may add something. In lung, I have no idea. We don't have that data. The trial, as I think Nasser Khanna said yesterday, should have been a three-arm study. Carboplatin Avastin, carboplatin Avastin plus Avastin maintenance. That would have been the perfect trial.